Hello, welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. Years ago, I began recording the bedtime stories I told my children every night. Now, we would like to share those stories with you. I hope you enjoy my Stories for Wonderful Children.
As they waited for darkness to arrive,
Winella
and T found two rocks on the edge of the lake. The rocks were high enough out of the water that they were dry, and they were still warm from sitting in the sun all day. They sat down and on the rocks and talked while the sun set. "Tell me about the rests," Winella said. "Tell me about them before the misconductor came." T sighed. "They were my pets," she said.
"They were my pets," she said.
"There were three of them.
There were three of them.
They looked sort of like shadows like they do now, but they weren't so dark, and they couldn't change shape. One of them was always shaped like a bird, and that one's name was Soar, and one of them was always shaped like a cat, and that one's name was Prowl, and one of them was always shaped like a dog, and that one's name was Woof." "Woof?" said Winella. "That's a funny name. Did you name them yourself?"
"Yes," said T. "And I loved spending time with them. They would come up to me and just sit next to me quietly. You know, I like music very much, but I like just quiet sometimes, too."
"Yeah," said Winella. "I know what you mean. Sometimes I like to be really loud, and sometimes I really to be really quiet. There's just times for both kinds of things, right?" "Yeah," said T. "So what happened to them?" Winella said.
"Joey was there too, remember?"
"Yes, Joey was sort of flying around over the lake looking for some dinner." Winella and T had already eaten some fish that they'd cooked, but Joey didn't like cooked fish, so he was flying over the lake looking for some raw fish that he could catch. "But yeah, I know he's there with them. So what happened to..."
"Joey hasn't came into the story yet."
"Right. What happened to them?" said Winella. "Well," said T, "when the misconductor came and he created the silence, he made them go a little crazy. They only obeyed him, and they didn't help me, and they couldn't stay in their normal shape anymore. They kept flipping back and forth like they were confused about what they were and who they were and what kind of shape they were supposed to be. And I don't know. After the misconductor was gone, they just ran off. They never came back to me. Do you have any idea how we can help them?" said Winella. "Not really sure," said T. "I was sort of hoping you might have an idea." "Well," said Winella, "you said that they've forgotten who they were, right?" "Yeah," said T. "Well, maybe we could remind them somehow," said Winella. "Did they have maybe a favorite song that would help them remember who they were?" "Oh," said T.
"Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. On this farm he had a wolf, E-I-E-I-O. With a wolf wolf here and a wolf wolf there, here wolf there, wolf everywhere, wolf wolf. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had
that
a
was,
farm."
That was Wolf's favorite song, said T. "Now, Soar liked another song. Soar liked Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder." "Oh," said Winella, "those are both pretty. What about Prowl? What song did Prowl like?" "You know," said T, "Prowl never really seemed to like any songs. Prowl just liked quiet." "Hmm," said Winella. "I wonder how we're going to remind Prowl who he is with just quiet." "Not sure," said T. They were looking sort of across the lake as they talked, and they could see the last molten orange sliver of the sun disappear over the trees on the other side of the lake, and it began to rapidly grow dark. They heard the sound of wings, and a moment later, Joey glided down out of the deepening dusk to land beside them. He carried a medium-sized fish that was still flopping in his claws, and he ate it in two gulps. pretty much whole. Is fish really good that way? Said Renal. Raw and still wiggling? Oh yeah, said Joey. That's the best way. If you tried it this way, you'd never go back to eating cooked fish. I think I'll just have to take your word on it, said Vanilla.
Suit yourself, said Joey.
Well, how are we going to find your rests, T? I guess we'll just have to go into the forest, said T. So they began to walk. They walked into the deepening gloom of the trees.
Could they play a song that had a lot of quiet in it to remind Prowl?
So, they walked into the deepening gloom of the trees, and they had only gone a few steps when they saw a shape glide past the woods in front of them. It stopped for a moment and looked at them, and T held out her hand and said, "Here, come here." But the shadow started to disappear off into the woods again. Winella looked at Joey. They looked at each other. Joey began to sing, "Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O." The shadow did not stop or turn around and look, so Winella got her piano that she'd picked the day before, and she began to play, "Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder." The shadow stopped and seemed to become hazy, like it didn't really have an edge, like it just sort of blended into the surrounding deepening darkness, and then, almost like you'd taken a camera and focused it, the shadow went from hazy to sharp, the sharp shape of a bird. The bird walked over towards T. Winella looked at T nervously. "Is it?" "Yes," said T. "She's no longer a rest. Soar is back." And she held out her hand, and Soar flapped her wings and landed on T's shoulder. T gently stroked Soar's head. "Good, Soar," she said. "It's so good to have you back. Where's Wolf, do you know?" Soar looked around for a moment and then moved her head forward in a direction off to their right. They turned and began to walk through the woods. And now Joey had his instrument out too, and together they were all singing, "With a woof woof here and a woof woof there, here a woof, there a woof, everywhere a woof woof." And at that moment, a huge black dog-shaped shadow came bounding out of the woods. Winella and Joey both shrieked, "Ah!" They were so startled. But T just held her arms out, and the dog jumped into her arms. She said, "Oh, Woof, it's so good to see you. I've missed you so much." The shadow dog stuck out its shadowy tongue and licked her several times on the cheek. "Now then," she said, "we just need to find Prowl." "How do we find Prowl?" Soar and Woof both just shook their shadowy heads. Winella said, "Let me think for a minute." And while they were thinking, they were very quiet. And Winella said, "T, isn't your ability to make things, can't you make things even quieter if you want?" T said, "You mean like the silence? No, that's not really what I do." And Winella said, "Well, no, not like the silence, just like quiet." And T said, "Well, I can't really make it quiet, but I can help us all listen to the quiet." Winella said, "Listen to the quiet?" And T said, "Certainly. Even in the quiet, there are little sounds. Sounds of leaves rustling and the water lapping up on the shore of the lake. And if you listen very carefully, the sound of crickets and insects and mice moving through the leaves." She said, "Here, I'll help you. Stop and listen." Winella stopped and listened for a second. After listening for a moment, she began to listen to her own breath and her own heartbeat. As she was listening to the quiet, 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 she saw at the edge of the clearing a great dark cat sitting and watching them. It was so deep into the shadow that she wasn't even sure it was there. But it was. It was indeed there. And it, too, seemed to be listening to something. Salmonella knew, as she looked at the cat, that it knew that they were both listening to the same thing, to the sound of the quiet that tea was helping them both enjoy. And after a moment, it was Winella who held out her hand, and the great dark shape of Prowl got up and began to move slowly across the clearing toward her. She was a little scared, because this was one of the biggest cats she'd ever seen. It was almost as big as Flippertigibbet.
Almost. Does he know Flippertigibbet?
I don't know.
Because he's a cat.
Well, yeah, but he's not really a normal cat. He's sort of a magical kind of cat. But, you know, he may know Flippertigibbet. You have to remind me to have Winella ask Flippertigibbet next time she sees him. She held out her hand. She wasn't sure what touching a shadow would feel like. But when Prowl put his big warm muzzle into her hand, it felt almost like she was touching a real cat. She scratched him behind the ears and smiled over at T. T smiled back at her, and without a word, Winella got on Joey's back, and T took to the air, and they flew up, up, up into the sky. As Winella looked back, she could see the rests following them through the sky.
Even though they were. The rests can fly?
The rests can fly. Except they're not even the rests anymore. They're Prowl, and Soar, and Woof. And they weren't in their bird shapes, except for Soar. They were in their dog shape and their cat shape, but they were just moving through the air, flying. T, when they got back to the concert hall, gave Winella a big hug and said, "Thank you so much, Winella. I have so missed them, and I will not be lonely now that they are back." "You're welcome," said Winella. "That's what friends are for." And then, because she was beginning to feel a little lonely and a little tired herself, she went back home, where her mommy got her a bedtime snack and tucked her into bed.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's story, but questions and witty commentary were supplied by my children. The music was created by Brandon Thompson. If you enjoy the show, please tell someone about it or leave a review on your podcast provider. Our website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com, and you can also find us on most social media. I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.